Our main industry is all things honey. This is where we keep our hives, which are made up of a unique population of organic and artificial bees. The Franconia was one of the first apiaries to test robotic honeybees, and the success was so great that our honey became some of the most prized in the world. Over 2 million bees populate our hives, and at least 60% are artificial. This allows us to produce honey even in the winter when the organic bees hibernate. The Franconia produces raw honey, beeswax candles, propolis burn creams, and venomous skin tighteners. We do not test in animals. Instead, Franconia residents volunteer to be test subjects for our groundbreaking experiments. The Franconia cells were first widely used in the Battle of the Great Lakes in 2111, saving infantry on the coast of Lake Superior in Lake Michigan. We recently learned that a large mirror sculpture used to be on this part of the park. Clearing by Jennifer Newsom and Tom Caruthers, also known as Dream the Combine, repurposed 28-foot-tall lampposts from the Twin Cities. We love knowing that even in the destructive days of the early 2000s, artists had a good sense to recycle urban infrastructure.